Okay, I think we can move on. Do you want to just quickly go through these state board reports and planning before that was next on the agenda?
Yes, that's
okay,
up to you.
Okay, let's just
yes.
do that. Uh-huh. Most important thing probably, well, calendar-wise, is the calendar. So in your packet is the final version, this new schedule of meetings going all the way through December of 2018 reflects all of the changes and requests we got from members over the last month. So hopefully everyone is good with this. We just need a motion and a vote on this to make it formal because we got to make it official and put it online.
So right here you have September 18th or 25th. Which yeah. one is the correct?
Well, yeah, that was the one question. Thank you for reminding me. We can just decide now. We're going to lose a member or two no matter which direction we go unless someone's calendar changed. The current list looks like it's going to be good with just about everyone with the exception of that September date. So that's just the one where we have to make a call. I'm fine either one. I think the 25th would be the regularly scheduled date and the 18th would be the changed date. So does anyone want to make a case for doing the 18th instead? Otherwise, we can just say 25th.
The 25th for me is great.
Okay. Let's go with the 25th.
25th. Okay. All right. Will someone make a motion to accept finally our
so
calendar? Is there a second?
Second.
All right. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Any opposition or abstentions? Great. Thank you. Okay. Committee updates. Any subcommittee work over the last month?
Well, it's really quick, but we're really excited because next month, work us into the schedule and make it early so we have the news people here because we are finally going to be presenting you guys with the culmination so far of the work that we've been doing on the Mental Health Committee and our recommendations. So very excited to be doing that, and we look forward to it.
Excellent. Thank you. Strategic planning.
Planning, right?
Yes. strategic planning, very quickly, we were delighted to hear that already in our strategic plan that this would be a priority of our superintendent, so we're excited about that, and that's early childhood literacy and opportunity, and so that'll be our focus and our prioritization. Thank you.
Great. Well, please.
I was just going to say, after I researched with Dr. Simpson about the committees of the state board, I'm actually assigned to the Maryland Association of Student Councils. So I wanted to just report on what MASC has been doing. They actually had their first executive board meeting this past, I believe it was Wednesday, and so that is normally hosted at the Advance, which is where all the different student leaders from across the state get trained on how to teach workshops throughout the school year, and this will be workshops to middle school students as well as to high school students. So that was really exciting to be a part of that for the second year. And they're really looking forward to working with the new executive director who we actually have. It's really exciting for all of us at MASC, and that would be my report.
Great. Ms. Izzard?
Yes, because I'm getting no. What's the name of the team that Baltimore City that I attended the retreat?
That would be under Tara Booker Dwyer.
Tara, I had an opportunity to be a part of that and be in the workshop.
The leadership training for Baltimore City.
I have been in leadership training before, but the energy in that room and the passion in the room of those educators wasn't conjured up. It wasn't worked up. The people in that room, they knew they had a job before them, and they just 100% in it. And I just thank the group that worked. Tara, you did an awesome job. Just thank you, Dr. Lawson. I hope as a board we don't see this as a Band-Aid. This was a necessity for these priority schools, and I just appreciate that. But I also wanted to a suggestion, recommendation. We normally do public comments at the end of the day. I would really encourage, I know this will ruffle some of your feathers, but public comments to be moved up because some folks, it's easier to go to work a little bit later than to try to get off earlier. And I think we all are fresh and new for people to actually give some good feedback to us. So that's just a suggestion. I don't know if it's written in some law that we can't change, but that's just a suggestion I'm going to just throw out there. I know nobody wants that. But I think if we are genuine and transparent for our stakeholders to give them an opportunity to be able to do that, I think we'd get more feedback from the public because we are the state board. So that's just Stephanie Azar.
I second that as well, and that's something I've suggested before, because I think especially as we advertise what we're discussing in that meeting, people who have those interests need to have a chance to express their opinions before we make some of these pivotal votes. Also the time, obviously we're way off today and people are going to be sitting around waiting for their opportunity to comment, and I think it would also be a little more courteous to allow them to do that early in the morning at a specific time. So I would support that.
For what it's worth, when I joined the board, I had the same idea, and I remember James DeGraffenreit. Mm-hmm. He laughed and said, yeah, every couple of years we have this exact same debate, and we move it to the morning, then people say, no, I have to do it in the afternoon, so they move it to the afternoon. I don't have a dog in this fight. I want to do whatever makes people happy on this. Maybe we can do 1 month in the morning, 1 month in the afternoon.
That would be a good compromise, and just let the public know in advance. Yeah.
Would that work?
I think it's important that if we have questions in advance, kind of help us to prepare or help us to address. There might be times that people don't want to do that, so that will be okay.
Just to be clear, we're not allowed to comment on public comment.
No comments. Okay.
No. We just have to accept.
She's just learning. Okay. Yeah. Gotcha.
Okay, let's try to do the staggered one morning, 1 month, and then afternoon the next, and let's see how that goes.
I'd like to offer two comments if we're finished with that topic.
Yes.
I'd like to offer two comments or suggestions as well. The first is... by law, every public school student in the state of Maryland starts their day with the Pledge of Allegiance. Yeah. It seems just out of place to me that this board does not do the same.
Yeah.
Maybe this is a conversation that's been had before, or maybe there's more to it than I know, but I know most, if not all, local boards do. I think the General Assembly does.
Correct.
I think it makes sense that perhaps we should start our meetings the same way. So
Very
I just put that
suggestion.
For agenda planning to consider.
In fact, we should stand and do it right now.
Yes.
We can do that.
We can do that now.
Sure. No problem with that.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Great suggestion. Thank you.
My second question, and maybe this is a longer discussion for some other time, I guess for the IT staff, and I sort of started this conversation by email with Mia, is what would be required to live stream our meetings?
Well, we are working on that. We're in the process of a procurement on that through the state, and there are a number of other agencies that are with us on that. And do we have a timeline, Mia? Or Dr. Simpson, I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay. So they are reviewing bids now. We are hopeful that within the next 6 months, possibly a shorter time frame, but just to be safe, we'll say 6 months, maybe by the end of the year. So that's what, four
okay.
months. It's possible that we may be up and running with that.
Good. I'm glad we're working on it.
We are.
In the spirit of transparency.
It's been a long process, and but we have been working on this for a while.
Great. Thank you.
Great. Just in terms of housekeeping, we had set aside the September 7th date for the ESSA work session. We also have, so obviously we're not going to need the time for that, but I recommend that we hold that time because we had talked about doing this sort of work session planning around the work of the board and the department in the next year. So rather than going from 10 to 4, we can just back that up and just start at noon, and then when we finish, we finish. So what I'm asking is, can we hold that date, September 7th, still plan to come together to do that work, but just bring the time down? We don't need to start at 10. We'll just say noon. Does that work for everyone?
And you want senior staff there as well? Or is this board only?
No, I think, yeah, senior staff.
Okay, good. I just wanted to double check.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, everyone. And now, state board, our agenda on the 19th, we already have a couple items that we talked about this morning, but we have Egate Schools, Principal of the Year, Task Force on Restraint and Seclusion, Master Plan Stakeholder Work Group, social studies, NAEP exclusion rates. Thank you, Dr. Salmon, for that. Update on DJS, JSE schools.
I think we're going to postpone that. We've got a, if we look at all of this, that's going to be put us over. So I think we'll probably be doing that in December or January. But
okay.
we, it's on the schedule. It's just I think we've got a full agenda with these things.
Great. Anything else?
We need about 20 to 30 minutes for our presentation.
In the morning.
We will prioritize that, Mia.
In the morning.
The subcommittee gets prime time real estate morning time. Yes, Dr. Snyder.
I believe we wanted to talk in public session about an opportunity that you and the board might have to review all of the state's assessment results, possibly excluding AP for now, since we don't expect those results till much later, but certainly NAEP, as well as RPARC and other major assessments, to put that on the calendar.
Great. Well, thank you. We're doing PARC scores now, right after this, and then we can include all this other NAEP data and other things so we can just get the clear national picture. So, Mia, you and I and Dr. Finn and Dr. Salmon can talk about that. Thank you for that reminder.
The other thing that I think we're going to try to do is to give you a quick update on the Maryland Center for School Safety. We have a lot going on right now with the opioid crisis, and I want to make sure the board's up to date on what's happening across the state, since that's been a focus everywhere, as well as school safety and some of the regulations I might suggest to the board to implement to keep our students safe. So I would like to add that to the agenda. But we'll talk more when we have planning, but just wanted to bring it up.
Terrific. The only other note I have is we were alerted that there was a law passed, I guess, this year where, as board president, I could appoint someone to a new commission. I may get the name wrong. It's the ending the schools to prison pipeline. It was something along those lines. So I asked if Pastor Phillips would be willing to serve on that as our representative, and he agreed happily. So thank you for your willingness to do that. We appreciate it. I think that's all for these planning.
Mr. President, I'd like to know whether we put it on the agenda next time or at least have the discussion with the superintendent and the staff when we'll get their perspective on the Credo study, the request anyway for use of our data. I think my first meeting here was in June when this was brought up. It may have been brought up even before that, but in June, I think the guidance was that you'd have something for us by July, August at the latest.
Actually, it's on the agenda for September. It's
Protocol
for Outside Research Requests. So it's on for next month.
Okay.
But thank you for the reminder as well.
Great. Dr. Lee.
Just along the same lines, I wonder if maybe at one of the board meetings we could have a discussion about data transparency. I feel like I get contacted by different people often asking about a particular kind of data, whether it's, you know, teacher licensing or revocation or salaries of teachers or compensation across the state and how it differs. Or whatever, but I feel like it's a broader issue that maybe we could have a discussion about what is the policy and what do other states do, and does it make sense?
You've thought?
Yeah, I mean, I would have to defer to Liz on some of that. She's been heavily involved with the development and legal advice to the Maryland Longitudinal Data System, and a lot of that's tied up through regulations and laws, so I would defer to her to make that presentation.
Right. If you and I talk about the kinds of data that people are interested in, Public Information Act comes into play there, and then what we actually have in the state databases. Sometimes the information is just at the local level. So it may be that it depends on what data people are interested in.
It might
in.
Be nice to somehow come up with a chart that might depict, you know, what's involved at the state, what's involved at the local. But, you know, perhaps that's something we can start to work on and then get back to the board on that issue. Good question.
And just to follow up, even if it's all collected at the local level and they're all different, maybe the state could play a role in helping harmonize some of that so it's easier to make comparisons.
Okay, we'll see. Let's see what's out there.
Great.
Thank you.